that completes our public hearing agenda. Moving on to our other business, our first item is Dutch Brothers, conditional use number 1915, site plan on Road 293.
Now, this item was deferred at the September 12th meeting. It's a preliminary site plan for a manufactured home installation business located on 3 acres. Site zoned AR1, conditional use was approved March 27th of 2012 with 8 conditions. Those conditions are noted and depicted on the site plan. The commission needs to determine if the landscaping along the perimeter of the driveways is sufficient and meets the intent of the conditions of approval. The final site plan needs to include the appropriate wetland statement. Project will be served by on-site septic and well. If you grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals. And prior to the September 12th meeting, we provided you a copy of the site plan.
Yep. You're good.
Okay.
You're good. We need you. We'll let you know. I think it'll work out. Mr. Johnson?
Well, when I visited the site the other day, it appears as though that the primary entrance was that was being utilized for the I'll call it the yard was on the right hand side of the property, not on the left hand side of the property. Looked like it was a shared driveway with a house. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Need to come up.
Come on up now. Now we need you.
I'm just trying to get a clarification. Yep. On
the right hand side, there's my primary residential driveway.
And your name is?
My name is Mike Van Dernen.
Thank you.
Okay. Because you've got two driveways.
Yes. One on the left side goes strictly into the compound.
Correct.
Serving for the business. The one on the right hand side serves my garage, which also loops around to my parents' property, which is the yellow one. And it continues straight back where we're actually building my brother's house.
But does it not also service?
It has the ability to go into the compound. Right now we're using it so we're working my brother's house, so we don't have to drive the machinery around through my front yard and tear it up. But that's not the one we primarily use for the business. It's the one on the left-hand side.
Left-hand side?
Yes, the gravel one.
Because I thought the one on the right-hand side made more sense myself, but.
Yeah, the left-hand side, I kept it away from the complaining neighbors. They're all on the right-hand side, on the other side of my parents' property. So by using the left-hand side, we figured that kept the noise and the disturbance away from as much as possible.
Because, my site visit revealed a very nice wooden fence that mm-hmm. was surrounding that compound. Although I don't know whose tree stumps, and there's a little bit of...
That was from the site cleanup. We have them small groups so we can start getting rid of them so we can actually eventually can make that a garden area.
Okay. A couple other pieces of disabled
yes.
equipment or something that was back there as well. But, I, you know, gentlemen, from my site visit, looking at the fence, I mean, that certainly did more than adequately enclose the work area. And I'm not hung up on the having the trees or bushes around the driveway leading to the compound because it's actually running by the gentleman's house. You know, we're not talking about an isolated driveway or a piece of property. So, I think they've done a good job of cleaning it up and capitalizing it with the fence. Although your trees alongside the fence leave a lot to be desired.
Yeah, they got some growing to do.
It might be 40 years before they get taller than the fence, but that's
good
okay.
Things in life take time, Mr. Johnson.
Just like everybody, we're a little slow.
Right, but I think that the fencing area certainly should make it less objectionable to any of the neighbors or the neighborhood. So whether... we need to remove that condition about enclosing the driveway and bushes or trees. I don't know. But I don't feel that there's a need for a lot of landscaping and trees on that driveway.
Well, if we approve the plan as it's presented, I think that it's kind of takes care of it. I guess somebody could come back, I guess, and say something. But.
Yeah, but I think, if, you know, if you approve the plan based on, you know, a determination that satisfies those conditions.
Yeah, I mean, essentially the intent's satisfied, so
okay.
I think you're good to go.
Done? Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1915 site plan, my motion is for approval as a preliminary, and that the final approval can be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second that motion.
It's moved and seconded to approve Dutch Brothers conditional use number 1915 site plan on Road 293. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item.